You said I think he.
What?
You said I think he likes something. That's where you ended. If that matters.
I'm just gonna re-say the whole thing, and then you just take that part off.
Go. Okay, go.
All right.
There's not a lot of guys that shoot the mid-range. It's kind of like a lost art, especially in today's NBA. It's all three-pointers or just guys going into the rim.
Nah, he's still playing it. Any championship team that you've watched win a championship, they win the game in the mid-range.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. I don't give a fuck who.
Welcome to the Mid-Range Podcast. My name is Jacob Weiss. I'm here with my co-host.
Welcome to the Mid-Range Podcast. I'm Nick Jaramonti, just to introduce myself. I do a little bit of covering college basketball for TCU, TCU1SI, graduate of TCU. Love college hoops, and I think exactly what the sports realm needed was a couple dudes thinking, a couple dudes, specifically white dudes, starting a podcast to talk about sports, and then we
Definitely.
could give like the dumb intro of like, hey, we do this in our free time, we might as well felt like we hit record. But here we are hitting
Well,
record,
but
and
it's
yeah, we're
different.
just.
It's going to be different when we do it because we're going to give it kind of like an edgy twist.
Yeah, we don't want to give the same analytics that every other
No.
podcast gives.
No, we're going to
Exactly.
be
But
much less
no,
informed.
No, but I'm excited to get into this endeavor, and Jacob, I'm excited to get into it with you. I know you're a rising star in this industry of college basketball, and I'm blessed to have this platform with you. So,
Yeah, it's good to be
yeah, why don't you start the
here.
audience?
My name is Jacob Weiss. Give a little background on myself. You may know me from arguing with 12-year-olds in NBA TikTok comment sections.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Goat Rock on Twitter. If you throw it a follow.
Face real.
No, that's actually not me. That's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nick, so what are we getting into today? We're talking conference champions. We're talking national
Yeah.
champion. We're talking
Yeah.
All-Americans, and we're talking player of the year. We're talking the big stuff today.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest, the first podcast is going to be bad. I think we both said going in the first probably 10 podcasts is going to be horrible. So we're going to start off with a general perspective on the college basketball season, because for the millions of people that are going to be listening to this, it's still football season, and people are focused on the NBA, college football, NFL. So like nobody really cares about what we're talking about right now.
Nobody gives a
But
fuck.
we're gonna give a general welcome back to college basketball, welcome back to the sport. I think our plan is to go Power Five conferences, winner, player of the year, and then we'll give some All-Americans just to kind of, we're just doing a full college basketball preview right now, and then maybe in the future we'll do more specific conference previews. As we get closer to the year, because college basketball is literally in about a month and 5 days, so I'm pretty
Yeah, it's
pumped.
right around the corner. I think now's a good time to get the ball rolling, get started on some college basketball stuff, and suppose I'll ask you
Yeah,
the
let's
first
cut out the
question.
intro. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's cut the bullshit.
Yeah, let's do it.
Nikki, I got a question for you. Who is your winner in the Big East?
Oh, we're starting with the Big East. Throwing a little curveball in here.
Yeah.
Now listen to me. Now listen to me. Last year was a unique year for the Big East.
Was.
Arguably, them or the ACC are probably, can we agree, the worst Power Five conferences, which is
Oh,
especially
absolutely, yeah.
coming back from, especially coming back from when you have UConn winning back-to-back national champions. Like St. John's was the feel-good story. Marquette kind of faded. Nova was really bad with Neptune. Creighton was good, but still not amazing. Like, and St. John's proved to not be the real deal, getting knocked down the second round to the greatest college coach of all time, John Calipari. So we're gonna Here's my pick. Let's just, yeah, no, dude, let's cut to it. My winner here is UConn. UConn had a down year last year. They tried to kind of revamp a roster based off transfers that never really fit. Like they didn't have a point guard, and that's when you look at the championship teams like Tristan Newton and Cam Spencer, and these guys were Jordan Hawkins, like it was their guard play that was unreal. Last year they tried to fill the void with an Aide Mahaney, and Solo Ball like isn't really that point guard, but this year they get a lot back, and I think they got Dan Hurley got rid of the guys that he didn't want, example Aide Mahaney, and they didn't really have a lot of guys depart that were massive losses for him, I would say. And then you retain an Alex Karabin, who's been there, has won two national championships. I think Terrace Reed takes that next step, and I think Dan Hurley's out on a mission as probably one of the top coaches in the country, obviously. So yeah, to give it short and sweet, we can have a little debate here if you think differently, but I think that UConn's back to where they're meant to be as a title contender in the country, and they take the Big East.
I don't know if they're a national title contender. That's I will say that. I think that
And that's fair.
I question. I don't think the Big East is very good. I don't think I think St. John's. I think that they covered up holes last year with a conference that just wasn't up to par. And like you saw, like they get taken out in the first round, and like you look back on that team, it's like, all right, like a lot of turnover differential stuff. Like, was that really a team that had the juice? Is that a team that's going to come back this year and win it? I don't think so. Is UConn? I mean, you're talking about the guard play. They bring in Silas Demme from Georgia, who's a good player. He's
Dog.
solid, but he's not, he's not up to par with like Stephon Castle or these guys from like their championship teams. And like, you slide Solo Ball probably to more of an off-ball role. It's probably a better fit for him, but I don't know if I think that they're a championship contender. I do have them winning as well, though. I do think that they are the cream of the crop in the Big East. I think that Dan Hurley coming off of a disappointing season is not a coach that I'd want to face. I think he's going to be pissed off and he's going to be ready to roll. He's going to have the Huskies ready to go. Terrace Reed is a guy who I think could really like put college basketball on notice next year. He's a
I like that.
ultra efficient athlete, great defender. He's a guy who could seriously like jump into some like NBA conversations. I think like Jalen Stewart is going to be starting for them most likely. He's probably opening into a much larger role than he's had in the past. I think a couple of years with Hurley, you want to hope that that guy's going to be able to step in and make a difference. But honestly, this is just a Dan Hurley pick at the core of it. Like Rick Pitino is a great coach. St. John's is going to be good. Creighton is worth a mention. They are strong and they are going to be a good team. We'll get into that more obviously on a later episode, but I do think UConn is the team to beat again. And I kind of think that St. John's might have been a little more of a fluke than people are willing to admit.
Yeah. Okay, since we both pick UConn, let me ask you this. If it's not UConn, can anybody challenge them? And if so, who?
I think Creighton has a shot. I mean, they're
You
well
think Creighton's second
coached.
best?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't know. From a talent perspective, it is St. John's does have the second best talent, and they have Rick Pitino. So I feel like an idiot for picking against them, realistically. And like, I almost feel like I'm turning your like UConn challenging question into more of a St. John's Creighton question. But like, Creighton with like Kalkbrenner gone, I don't think people are going to be ready for like the new look Creighton. Like, I just think it's going to be a different squad, and they're going to like come in and make a difference. Would you go St. John's as the second best team?
Yeah, I'd go St. John's. I'm high on St. John's. I don't think, like, I do think UConn's a title contender just because I think the experience Caravan has, obviously, like those are rare college basketball dudes, and I think bringing in the help of a Demery and retaining a Sillaball and having a Terrace Reed kind of takes off the pressure where he doesn't have to make shots for himself and kind of create his own looks, where he's better as a catch and shoot 3-and-D type of guy. But I think, yeah, so only title contender UConn. But I do think St. John's is gonna still be good and still be, I think they're by far the second best team. I'm not a Silas Crane because I just think Cauk Brenner is so important and one of the best players in college basketball last year, and he's gone. And yeah, St. John's talent is insane. They got Ian Jackson from UNC. I like to call him In Jackson because of all the shots he makes when he's going goes in. So they got it. That's a big transfer. They got Dylan Mitchell from Cincinnati. Whenever you come out of the best conference in the country in the Big 12, and then
Oh, more on that later.
you're gonna be a top priority. So bringing in him, but the real reason, I mean, let's cut to the chase. Yes, they have Bryce Hopkins. Yes, they have Sanin. They got Zubi Ejiofor coming back, and I think Zubi Ejiofor is the best player in this conference. If we want to transition it to Player of the Year. Zubi Ejiofor is my player of the year. I just think he's dominant down low, the perfect fit for Rick Pitino's squad. And he's gonna dominate this conference. He's gonna dominate college basketball. I think he could legitimately be up there with some of the best players in the nation.
That's fair.
100%.
If we're talking player of the year for the Big East, I'm gonna make a pick that's gonna probably end up being really dumb, but I'm gonna go with Solo Ball.
Go for it.
I think, I don't know how to say this and not sound like an idiot, but like I think Aiden Mahaney was like a massive minus. In
Yeah,
that
he was
backcourt
not
last
good.
year, and it
He made a
like
massive
held
mistake.
back the entire team, and like Solo Ball stepping in with like Demony, who's almost more of a distributor. I think like the guy can shoot this shit out of the ball. Like he is a great player, and like there's a reason he was regarded as a big time difference maker last season. It didn't work out last year, but I do think another year with Hurley, and I think he will be the player in the player of the year in the Big East.
Yeah, I think Solo Ball is amazing, and I think when he gets going, he's unreal. I just think defensively, he's a kind of a liability for Hurley, and like I don't even know if he's a top three player on this team. Like I think Demery's a better player than him. I think Terrace Reed's better, and Caravan's my top player for them. So bold pick. Yeah, I don't know how much he's gonna be able to stay on the floor and. To like playing 40 minutes a game, you're probably gonna need to be a Big East player of the year.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think the preseason stuff has been pretty positive about him, and that Hurley's been pretty open that he will be starting come game one.
Oh yeah,
You're not
he's gonna start.
wrong to say like the guy can't defend. But like at a certain point, it's like if the whole rest of the starting lineup is like locked down. So if he can slide in there and just be like that night after night, like electric scoring option for them. I really do think he can do it.
Yeah,
But yeah, I
he's
mean
a
that's
heat
totally
check
fair.
guy.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and I mean
like his peak is as good as anybody in college basketball. I saw that last year. It's just consistency is gonna be big. But yeah, no Mahaney. I mean, Mahaney was like out of the rotation a part of the year last year, so he kind of got to take over then. And I almost think like his role is gonna just stay stagnant because you're bringing a better player in Demery, and
Fair.
yeah, you still have so much talent.
That's fair. All right, should we move along here? Let's talk
Yeah, third conference. Third conference.
ACC.
Oh, Tobacco Road. All right, where do you want to go? You want to go winner?
Yeah, I'd love to hear your winner in the ACC to start.
Are you gonna be cute with it, or I'm not gonna be cute with it. I think it's Duke
I
pretty
think it's Duke too.
easily. Yeah, I mean it's fun to have a take. I think Louisville will be very good. I think Will Wade at NC State will make an instant impact. I think Miami did a lot in the portal. SMU sneaky. UNC is always going to be there. But Duke, to me, is kind of by far they're just recruiting at a different level right now. They bring in Cam Boozer. They have reinforcements from last year who played little roles because you obviously had Flag and Kniplin and Kevin Mollywatts, but like guys like Ngongba and Malik Brown and Isaiah Evans are dudes. And I do think Cam Boozer instantly is going to come in and be the best player on the team. I think this is elite freshman class where a lot of the freshmen are going to come in and be massive players. Like we saw it a little bit last year, and the freshman is kind of coming back a little bit. Yeah, like your Flag and your Knipple and those guys and the Rutgers boys, it's back. And this is going to continue. And I think Cam Boozer is going to continue what Duke has been the last few years in the
Yeah,
last
I mean,
in history.
I will say, it's kind of a sidebar on the ACC conversation. Do you think that last year's like kind of like freshman dominance, like all of these true freshmen coming in and just dominating again, kind of bringing it back to like the college basketball from like when we were kids, like is that a trend that's going to continue, or do you think that this year is going to lean a little bit more toward the transfer portal again, like those UConn years?
Yeah, here's my take on that is that there's a few teams that can do one and done still. And you have to be the elite of the elite because you have to be able to take the level of talent that can be one and done. So for Duke, yes, it can work. They proved it can work last year. They were a choke away from winning the national championship and they're the favorite to win it going in.
I mean, they were the best
And
team in
John.
college basketball. We can say how it is. Like they didn't win, but I don't
Yeah.
think there's any question.
Yeah, and Jon Scheyer right now, like, there's nobody rec out recruiting him, and it's pretty unbelievable. So for Duke, I don't think it matters at all. That's literally only a handful of teams, but we saw it prove last year. We saw it go sideways where Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper didn't work out at Rutgers, but the supporting cast is obviously way better at Duke because you get guys to buy in who would take lesser roles. Who could be stars on other teams because that's just how talented the Duke crop is. So yeah, Duke can do it. I don't think a lot of teams in college basketball can do it.
That's fair. I also have Duke winning. I will say though, and like the reason I wanted to start Big East ACC is kind of so we could like start that conversation as well. Like these are two of the five major conferences, but it's a pretty significant drop off from SEC, Big Ten, Big 12 to ACC and Big East. And I think like the
Yeah, I
ACC and
agree.
even Duke this year, like as good as they look, it's people need to realize it's not like last year. It's not Mallowatch, Knipple, and Flag. It's a lot of great young players. Boozer coming in is obviously going to be incredible. And this guy, Dame Sarr is the name, the Italian. This guy's going to be a
Yeah.
monster, I'm sure. But like, it's not on the level of three guys in the top 10. I just don't think that's going to happen again. And I do
Yeah, but
think
it
they
doesn't need to
are,
be that.
it doesn't, but they are relying
Yeah.
on some guys like Caleb Foster, Ngongball, and Isaiah Evans, who are like, had solid seasons in rotational roles last year, but I think they're going to need
Yeah.
these guys to step up pretty significantly to like build out a strong roster. And I think you're kind of asking a lot from Shire and Duke. And there's a reason, like, I don't think they'll be ranked in the preseason top 10. Like, I think that they're going to be outside of that range. I do think they're going to win the conference, but I honestly think the ACC in general is just like not up to par because Louisville is
Yeah.
good, but it's not great. And then after that, it's a massive drop off after Duke and Louisville. And like, I think down year from Duke.
I think NC State's gonna be good.
You think so? You're in on Louisville.
I think they're up there with Louisville.
All right. I like that.
But yeah, no, I agree with your take. And I would have Duke as a top 10 team. I'd have them as a top 5 team even.
Really?
There is the question mark there of guys having to step up, but with the success of Shire so far and the success of Duke and how they've produced, I would give them the benefit of the doubt to have talent like Ngongba and Evans and Malik Brown to take that next step, and I think they will.
Yeah, that's fair.
Who
I
do you
do.
think's worse, ACC or Big East?
I think On if you okay, so like the Big East only has like what 11 teams at this point. It's a tiny conference now. It's like
Yeah, it's the smallest
if
of
you're
the five.
taking like the average, I mean like the worst team in the Big East is like Seton Hall, who's terrible, but then one next up
You
from
know,
that
for
is
sure.
DePaul with Chris Holtman. And like that's not a
Probably.
terrible team. Like that's a solid team that was competitive last year. I think there's like competitive teams up and down the Big East. The bottom of the ACC is it's a pit of despair. I mean, like, it's
Yeah,
like,
Cal and like Boston College.
like these
Yeah.
are teams that aren't now and have never been relevant in college basketball. And I don't see any like big upgrades from like Stanford or Cal this year. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but like,
Yeah, no, they're both probably not gonna miss the tournament again.
I would probably lean the Big East is a stronger conference on average, but I do think Duke and Louisville are miles above Creighton and St. John's, personally.
Well, when the conversation be UConn and St. John's? If you're throwing Duke, Louisville, yeah. I don't know.
And I
Yeah.
would still say that. I do think Duke is significantly better than UConn, and I do think that Louisville is better than St. John's. Obviously, there's some history there. But I just think the ACC does have like a few teams at the top that will be like top five seeds in the in the tournament come the end of the year. I don't think it'll be as low as it was last year. I will say that. I think like last season was like, I mean, that was pitiful from the ACC. I'm like, I do think they'll bounce back to some extent. But it'll be interesting to see. We'll wait at NC State. That's a good poll. I'm interested to see how that goes. You want to
Yeah,
go?
I think well, let's go into player of the year talk, 'cause I think Darren Williams is going to be right in it, and that leads with NC State. Darren Williams is a guy who comes in from, the greatest conference on the planet in the Big 12, coming from Texas Tech, and yeah, they sniped him last minute. Like, I don't know if you remember his recruitment, but he was set to go to Kansas and stay in the greatest conference of all time in the Big 12, and Will Wade flipped him last minute, and that just showed how real Will Wade is as a player right away, to be able to pull one of the top players in the portal, and really stack their portal class beyond just that. They have their superstar, they have their depth, and Will Wade makes the most out of the talent he's given. And I think they're going to be kind of an X factor there in the ACC, where I think they could be the second best team, be a top three team right away. Like, they probably won't start out the year in the top 25, I would guess. But I think that there's a argument that they should be, because I'm willing to bet, similar to like Shire betting on the benefit of the doubt. I trust Wade more than I even think Kelsey at this point, because Wade's probably had more success at a high major school than Pat Kelsey at Louisville so far. So yeah, I think they're an X factor. But for my player of the year, I'm not taking Darren Williams. I am taking Cam Boozer. I
Well,
think
fake
he's the
out.
real. Yeah, I know. Because I just yeah, Darren Williams is a stud. He's a stud. He could very well do it. But Cam Boozer, one of the best freshmen in the nation. I think his freshman class is special, which we'll talk about more. But yeah, I think Cam Boozer, best player on the best team. He balls out, and player of the year, ACC.
Yeah, I mean it's chalky, but I did the same thing. I think Cam Boozer is just I mean, what, he's like number two, number three player in the country. I think he's lined
Yeah.
up in a better situation than even DeBanza is. And like the guy, I honestly just he's gonna be in contention for player of the year. Like
Yeah.
the wouldn't like he's gonna be right there. I do think that, I think what has sometimes happens is like when we have like a freshman like Cooper Flagg, it's like the next season comes around and we expect that again. And
Yeah,
I
he's not
do,
flagged, but he's.
yeah, he's not. But and I wonder if maybe the hype train can get a little out of control. But I do think he's going to be probably the number one or number two pick in the NBA draft, and he's going to be the player of the year in the ACC for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be a top two pick just because of the other freshmen, like we'll get to, but the thing with Cam Boozer that I think people are gonna sleep on, he's not gonna put up the craziest numbers. I think similar to a Flag, but even less. Like he's just gonna be a really good player, and since Duke is so deep that he'll be better than the average stats look on paper. Like he's gonna be a guy that you'll have to watch and be bought into. But how these awards typically look is like, yeah, best player and best team. And I think he will be the best player on the best team, even if he puts up like 15 and 8 or whatever it is. Like I think that's still good enough if Duke runs away with the conference.
All right, next on the ticket, let's go to the Big Ten.
Ooh.
The best conference in all of college sports, not necessarily basketball. Who are you thinking?
I'd agree. For me, this is I don't know if this is easy, but Purdue is just
Ooh.
there's no way they lose, right? You got
Yeah,
Brayden
there's no way
Smith.
they do it again,
There's
right?
no way. There's no way. There's literally no chance. Brayden Smith is one of the best. If he puts together another amazing season, he's one of the best player college point guards of all time. Just with the numbers he's accumulated and his play style, and there's just something I trust about him. Lunch pail guy. He's amazing,
Sure.
and he's coming off like that last game against Houston. That second half against Houston was the greatest second half ever played by a point guard in college basketball history. Like, if you watch the tape, he didn't make a single mistake. And there's just something about the way he plays that just pops off the page to me. He's one of the best players in college basketball. I think, all right, I'm not gonna hide anything. He is the best player in college basketball, in my opinion. Again, there's just some about him. He's unreal, and I think him coming back with Trey Kaufman-Wren, that's the best duo in college basketball. TKR and Brayden Smith, and like Purdue, there's just literally no way Purdue blows this. I think they take it all. But no, in all seriousness, I think this the top of this conference is elite. I think there's about seven teams that could win it. I do think Purdue is the favorite. I'm going to pick Purdue, but I think Michigan is elite. I think Illinois is really good. UCLA, Cronin's got it. Ohio State, Oregon, and I think Izzo's still there with Michigan State, who can still put together that can all compete for it. But Purdue to me is the best because I trust Painter. I think Painter's one of the top five coaches in college basketball right now. I do trust them coming back. And the fact that TKR and Brayden Smith both come back, and Brayden Smith turned down more money to transfer, and that just shows his commitment to the program. They're going to be elite, and they should be a national title contender.
I think Purdue is the consensus number one team in the country. I think that's pretty much what everyone's saying. I think you're right. Kaufman-Wren and fucking Brayden Smith both coming back. It's like, yeah, they're the best, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I want to push back on the Purdue thing because, like, I'm not trying to be like this an antagonist, but like,
Yeah, with the Buckeyes.
they no, we'll get to the Buckeyes. Don't worry. They finished sixth in the Big Ten last year. Their biggest selling point is that they got all these guys coming back. They have 90% of their scoring coming back. This is what's setting them over the
Exactly.
top. All of this experience is returning to Purdue. It's the same coach, it's the same core, and they're going to come back and they're going to be ready to go. Did you watch Purdue? Did anyone watch Purdue last season? Like, what am I missing here? Why are we acting like this team is like leagues above the rest of the field? I honestly don't see it. I think Braden Smith, you're right in terms of like counting stats, in terms of like a career, he is
Yeah,
up there with the
he's
greatest
trustworthy.
that have ever been played. And yeah, you just try some about him. He's definitely a hard worker, definitely got the brain to keep it moving. But like, I don't think Purdue is going to win the Big Ten. In fact,
The Buckeyes and Bruce Thornton.
I question if Braden Smith is even the best point guard in the conference.
Because Bruce
I'm gonna
Thornton's
go
playing the
with.
one.
We'll get to the Buckeyes. Don't you worry.
Because
I'm gonna go
Donovan
with
Dent's coming
UCLA.
from New Mexico.
Exactly. That's
No.
exactly right. Donovan Dent from New Mexico. The guy averaged 20-6 last year, 40% three. He was one of, if not the best point guard in the country last year. But that is actually
He was elite. Yeah, and he'll be up there for sure.
He was a monster. Sky Clark is ready to step up into a bigger role. The guy can shoot the shit out of it. Xavier Booker is the big guy they got from Michigan State. He's like a, he's like an Adonis. It's like a, what does fucking T.O. say? I feel he's like a refrigerator with ballet feet or whatever.
I don't know.
The guy's a machine. And I honestly think like
Eric Daly too is really good.
All Mick Cronin does is win. Like, love or hate him, he's a douche. He's annoying. He complains. But the guy is a great head coach. He's a great defensive head coach. He makes it dirty. And his teams are successful. He won Pac-12 Coach of the Year twice. He won the Pac-12, which is on a similar level to the Big Ten, probably better. But you know what I mean? And, like, Mick Cronin and UCLA, like, I really do think, like, they are my – I think they are a national championship level team. I think they are strong from top to bottom. I think they're very well coached. I think they're going to be very disciplined. And I think Donovan Dent is going to be – I think he's going to be one of the best players in the country next year.
Here's why I think Purdue, I buy significant more stock. I think UCLA is probably top 15 team. And I do agree with you. I'm high on Dent. And I'm high on them retaining Daly and some of the guys that they got, like Sky Clark and the guys you named. But here's why I think Purdue is like they, yes, they were a 4 seed, I believe, last season, and they didn't hit their stride until late, but they were recovering from losing Zach Edey, who is the biggest switch up of play style that one player can have because of how much he dominated. They were coming off last year. Braden Smith filled perfectly that role into being the one guy. And towards the end of the season, they were playing some of the best basketball of anyone in the country. Like, they were a Houston, Kelvin Sampson draw out of bounds play away from upsetting Houston and really being able to give anybody a shot who was left in there. Retaining Fletcher Lawyer, retaining Braden Smith, retaining TKR. That's the best big three that anybody retained, and it's not even close. And then to bring in a big guy who's their best big guy since Edie, they got in Oscar Clough from South Dakota State, who was one of the best mid-major bigs. He'd averaged 18 and 12. It's on paper, they should be, I think, top two national title contender. And I honestly do trust Matt Painter to be able to get them to that level and win the conference. Again, like, they, there's no way they, if they get in as a one seed, they don't get upset, right? But but yeah, to get them to win the Big Ten, like, Painter, I trust Painter in the regular season to be able to win, especially the regular season. And being retaining earlier in the season, like before tournament play, has so much more value because you know how to play with the players that you brought in to where, like, yeah, UCLA could hit their stride, but I would imagine it'd be later. Or even Michigan.
Of course.
Like, Michigan's really good too. I think
Michigan is really good. Michigan is really good. While we're on the topic, let me see if I have it here real quick. I want to run you through.
I think Bruce Thornton's
UCLA's.
I think Bruce Thornton's better than Donovan Dent.
Genuinely?
Genuinely, yeah.
Bruce Thornton's not even the best player on the Buckeyes.
I think
Buckeyes,
he's the second best guard in the conference behind Braden Smith. I think the Buckeyes are legit.
I mean, we could do a little Buckeye talk if you want to. I do think they're going to go on, like, it's the same issue as every year. It's they have guard play that can rival literally any team in the country. Thornton is a monster. He you're right. I mean, he is like maybe the second best guard in the Big Ten, probably on paper. He's probably one of the top 10, top 15 in the country. He's probably an All-American third team type guy, but like,
yeah. And you were there, boots on the ground, for the start of the Thornton era.
I was.
Yeah,
I was. That what an incredible run it's been.
Yeah.
No, he's a good player. The real star is going to be Mobley. That kid, I like. There's this new, it's really fun now, like, especially like growing up where we grew up and like Steph Curry being like the guy and everything. Like, seeing these guys who are just so clearly like heavily inspired by like Steph and just like who just like constantly move off ball, who just
Yeah.
shoot the ball like from any angle, any direction, shoot off the dribble, shoot off the catch. Like Mobley is one of those guys where like you look at his counting stats from last year, you'd be like, okay, like whatever. It's like I'm telling you, like if you watch that kid play, you'd be like, he has the capability to be an all Big Ten player, and I don't know, maybe even more, but I'm not gonna get too crazy. But I want to run you through UCLA's out of conference schedule right now.
All right, run through
And I
me.
want you to tell me Eastern Washington, Pepperdine, West Georgia. Then they play Arizona. So that's the tough one. And then they go Sac State, Presbyterian, and Cal play Washington, Oregon. And then they play Gonzaga and Arizona State, Cal Poly, UC Riverside. I think you're looking at a team that worst case scenario has two losses going into conference play. It's Arizona and Gonzaga. And I think they're on those teams' level. So I just think like you're not wrong to say like it
Yeah, I
takes
think
a
they're
longer
better than
time
Gonzaga.
to. I think so too. And I think you're right to say like teams that retain more talent are more likely to succeed early in the season and they're more likely to get the ball rolling quick. But I think with such an easy out of conference schedule, you're giving yourself an opportunity to like ramp up with like big wins, easy wins in the early part of the schedule. So once Big Ten play comes around, these guys are like rolling. Mick Cronin's got them going. But we can move on from UCLA.
Yeah, but
Who is
no. I
your
think that's
go ahead.
a like do you I think that's a good move to do a weak non-con if you're a team heavily dependent on transfers. Like if you're Purdue, I think you are more likely to schedule dogs because you're confident
For
that you
sure.
know your team right away. So I do think that's smart because you get Donovan Dent some time to be in your system and all the other supporting casts. So yeah, I don't think that's necessarily negative in that department, but yeah, I don't know if it helps them long term, but for short term, I think they're going to gain a lot of hype early on in the season just because they're stacking wins.
Yeah. Could be I do think like what was Florida going into conference play? Were they undefeated? They lost to Duke.
Yes,
They lost to Duke, right?
they lost. Yeah, they lost one, and then they got a big win. Oh, did they beat Auburn? Right, I'm pretty sure to.
Yeah,
At the start of SEC play and like a crazy offensive battle. But yeah, Florida was a surprise at the start of last year. And
yeah.
yeah,
And I'm not
they
going to sit here and tell you like UCLA is going to go undefeated in non-conference and then go on a run in the Big Ten tournament and then go win it all. Like I'm not like realistically, I'm not going to pick that. But I do think they have the capability to have a Florida-like run where they ramp up and people are like, oh, is this team really that good? I don't know. It's like they haven't really played anybody, whatever. And then they go into Big Ten play, they play Purdue and they beat them, or they go and they play Michigan and they beat them. And like, I don't know. That's one of those ones where like I went a little bit against the grain. I think everyone's picking Purdue. I'm also just a little wary about any team that's kind of like everyone's picking. Cause like the
Yeah, but
last
like
two
when you
years
have
is
a guy like
Kansas.
Braden Smith, there's just something that you like trust about him to where I think you like you know what you're gonna get out of that situation if he stays healthy. I think there's literally no way they
Yeah, but
don't
I think you would argue you had the
top five
same
team.
exact kind of trust in Hunter Dickinson, right?
Yeah, but Hunter Dickinson never had the success to the point that Braden Smith did in terms of leading a team to team success. Like
That's
Brandon
true.
Smith made the
Yeah,
national
that's true.
championship, but
That's a good
like
point. Well, I
I
mean,
do like
Zachy, I mean,
UCLA.
like, Brandon Smith also did not have a great game in the national championship. It was a long time ago, obviously, but like.
Yeah, but he was a significant Robin to Edie's Batman.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, he is, yeah.
He was still one of the
I
best
mean, he's
players
good.
in the nation. Yeah, I mean
For
this
sure. Yeah.
again.
He's got to be the favorite.
Yeah, there's
They are the
something.
favorite. No
Yeah,
question.
and
And there's
yeah.
something about it.
There's something about him. But yeah, if you look at, I think UCLA is really good. I still think I don't even know if there's a top three team there yet. And I think that's less talking down to them and more, I'm high on Michigan a lot and Illinois. I think Tomislav Izovic is one of the best bigs in the country. And when you can retain that and build around it, that's really good. And I do think Ohio State's in the mix. Like Thorn and Mobley just as a Bucky getting backcourt is elite. Like their offense is gonna be arguably, I think they're the second best offense behind Purdue in this conference, just because of the sheer explosiveness that it can provide. And I think Oregon's gonna be good too. I think Altman retaining Biddle. Biddle's been there for what seems like forever. He's gonna be a dog. There's some bigs in this conference that are pretty lethal. Even Michigan retaining Yaxa Lennenberg. Like Yaxa Lennenberg was supposed to be a first round pick in the NBA draft, and he declined to come transfer from UAB to Michigan. Like that shows something. They're building a ton there. Dustin may retain a lot. So this is a really good conference, and I think that's
Yeah,
gonna show.
I'm excited to get into the Big Ten. I think even
Yeah,
in
of
like
course you
you
are.
going down the list. Yeah, but, you got Iowa down there. Like they're gonna be great this year. I think you got a lot of teams like with
Yeah, we'll
serious
see.
like potential
Yeah,
to
Ben
be
is third, it's
strong.
Iowa.
Yeah, exactly. Who are you picking for your player of the year in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think this is obvious to me. Not obvious because Lindenberg's up there. I think Thornton's up there. Thornton's like,
Love it. I
there's
love
some about him. No,
it.
he's a bucket getter.
Yes.
Him and Mobley, like, it's a little different trust with them than I have with Braden Smith. Because Braden Smith's just put up the numbers, like he's already been an All-American.
For sure.
So yeah, Braden Smith's my guy. I think Braden Smith is the favorite to be National Player of the Year.
Believe that's right.
And so I'm gonna rock with my guy.
That's fair.
Love the
I
way
am going to
it.
go with Donovan Dent. I think he's gonna put college basketball, put like, whatever, Power Five college basketball on notice this year. He's been a great player already, but like, I think he's really going to be a monster. I think like he's going to control the entire offense for UCLA. I think he's going to put up like 20 and 10. That's where
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Should we go into your conference? The Big 12.
Yes. Yes. Let's do it. Let's talk about the Big 12. 'Cause I think
Wanted to start. Yeah, that's cool.
you start.
I was going to say, I wanted to ask you, is the
Shoot.
Big 12 the best
Oh
conference in
yeah.
college basketball?
And I don't think it's close. I don't think it's close.
Oh.
I think last year, SEC decided to put a ton of money into basketball because they can. They had a great year. You got to give them credit. They won the national championship. They won all the analytics. Big 12 had a little bit of a down year, right? But they
They
reload. I think Houston is the best
Okay.
team in the country. BYU is going to
Oh.
be the most hyped season in their program history. You have the top two freshmen in the country coming in. The recruiting still best in the nation. Darren Peterson, I know you love DP, and AJ DeBanca, and they retain Richie Saunders. They retain a lot. Iowa State retained everything pretty much. They're up there. Texas Tech is a team that should have gone to the Final Four without a massive choke. They're elite. The Horned Frogs of TCU, they're gonna be there. They
All right,
retain a
now
lot. They're a sneaky team. No, I'm telling you. I'm just telling you.
you're buying the John Fanta
Baylor's always in the
Kool-Aid here.
mix. This is Wes Miller's time to take that next step. Like this is the greatest conference on the planet, and I think that's gonna be coming back this year.
Interesting to see. I actually disagree. Shockingly, I don't think they're the best conference in
Yeah.
college basketball. We'll
Who do
get
you
to the
think the
best
Big
conference in
Ten?
college basketball next.
Oh.
Yeah, right. I think the Big 12, their top seven is really, really, really good. And I think we were texting about this earlier, but I think you're right that they could have multiple one seeds. I think Houston, Tech, and then there's a little bit of a drop off. And then you get BYU, Iowa State, Arizona. I do think people are kind of drinking the Kool-Aid on BYU. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, I mean, they do have the best top end. I do think that you have to admit that at this point. And like
Yeah, especially because TCU's in there now with what they've retained and the talent that
yeah,
they have. So
for sure. Yeah.
you have a lot of national title contenders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Texas Tech, you got Houston, Texas Tech, TCU, Iowa State, Arizona, BYU, kind of all in kind of that same group.
No, I agree.
Who's your pick to win it?
My pick's Houston. Houston, the fact that they got Uzan back, it's very similar to Lennenberg, where Miles Yuzan could have easily been an NBA pick and a late first round, probably upper second round pick, but he chose to come back. He started off slow last year coming over from OU and kind of having to fill the void of that Jamal Shedd left. And he, by the end of the season, one of the best guards in the country. I think he's one of the best offensive players in the
Never.
country. You retain JoJo Tugler. He was a perfect fit for Kelvin Sampson and a perfect fit to fill the void of Juwan Roberts. Kristen Knack is one of the best freshmen in the country that nobody's talking about. He's going to have an instant impact playing alongside Tugler. Emmanuel Sharp's one of the best 3-and-D guys in the country. You get him back. They retain a ton, and you trust Kelvin Sampson, even though you lose an LJ Cryer, even though you lose a Juwan Roberts, to the guys coming in to fill the gap. And he's done a great job identifying guys that fit his system because he has a unique system where he plays slow, defensive first, kind of a different style than a lot of teams are going. And yeah, it's the dependability that guys like Yuzan, JoJo Tugler, and Sharp have at the top, missed the Sinak and a lot of other X factors that Sampson seems high on. It's Houston to me.
You mentioned JoJo Tugler. You think he's the best defensive player in the country?
I think he's up there. I don't know country. I would say conference. I don't know, because JT Thomas is in the conference too. I do think he's up there though, because he's got that undersized big where he's like so fundamentally sound, and that's obviously because of Sampson and that system. So he's definitely up there.
Yeah, he's unreal. I'm also going Houston. We don't need to, I don't know, we don't need to go so in depth. I mean, you're talking about a team that went to the national championship and they're adding 2 5-stars to their starting lineup. Like it's a ridiculous team. I think the fact that Houston is like has the pull now that they can bring in like top recruits, like 5-star monsters, is like should be really scary for the rest of the Big 12 and the rest of the country, because like they joined the Big 12. They did not, I mean, they've won the last two Big 12. They won the Big 12 the last 2 years. They've been a top three team in the country the last 2 years. They didn't take a dip at all after leaving, was the AAC or whatever. I think, I think they're going to win again. I think they're going to three-peat the Big 12. I think they're the best team in the Big 12. And I agree with you, they're the best team in the country.
Like, I don't think it's talked about enough how good of a job Sampson has done, because Houston basketball had been nothing since the days of
Oh,
Faisal Majama and all that kind of stuff. And then he gets written off for violations, with Indiana and all that kind of stuff, that would be legal now. And he comes back and turns Houston into a national powerhouse where they're getting 5-stars and they're making championships, and they were so literally a shot away from winning it last year. It's pretty unreal. And I think he's a top five coach in the country as well. Who do you have next up if we're both picking Houston? You riding the Mormon wave? You riding Tech?
No,
You
I'm
riding
not.
Frogs?
No, I think I'm riding Kansas.
Oh, that's a
Yeah,
bold
I
take.
think I know. I didn't realize it would be, but I was going through all the kind of like experts or whatever. It seems like everyone's down on them. I don't know. It's Bill Self with fucking Darren Peterson. Like I don't have some crazy analytics to give you here. I think it's a coach who has only proven that he's one of the best in the country over and over, one of the best recruiters in the country, one of the best X's and O's guys in the country. I think people look at the last couple of years as disappointing for Kansas, and like their disappointing seasons are a 4 seed or a 5 seed. Like it's unreal, their standard, and I don't think it's going to dip as much as people think. I'm going to buy low on Kansas. I'm going to buy low on Darren Peterson. And I'll just say it now. I think Darren Peterson is going to be the player of the year
Wow.
in the Big 12. Yeah.
Where do you rank? You think DP, how much do you love DP? Do you think he's the best player in the conference? I mean, the best freshman in the country?
What I like about DP is he kind of takes like he kind of mixes in like two he mix he mixes in like he from a college basketball standpoint strictly. I want that on the record. I'm not saying that he's going to be an NBA superstar. From a college basketball
I
standpoint,
think
he
he is,
takes, I think so too, probably, but I do think he combines like he's he is a combination of John Wall and Donovan Mitchell.
but
Like,
taller, bigger.
yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Like, he's
He's
unreal.
Donovan
You
Mitchell,
watch
but
this
more
kid's,
athletic.
yeah, where you're like, it's crazy.
He's got the
He's like, you
skill of
know,
OJ Mayo. He reminds me of that. OJ Mayo coming up.
yeah,
Very, very
he is
similar.
like, he is like, it's like, I mean, yeah, it's almost like. If you took Anthony Edwards and dropped him into college basketball, I don't know. I just think he's like unreal. I think he's gonna be like the number one pick in the draft. I think he's
Yeah.
gonna be like probably like over 20 a game guy, and I think he's gonna be
Yeah.
dishing out like six assists, six, seven assists, and like I just think that wasn't even on purpose. I was trying to avoid saying it actually. But yeah, I think he's gonna be one of the best players in the country. And maybe I'm tipping a pick for
Yeah.
later. But yeah, I think he's unreal. I think they're gonna probably finish second. And I think they're gonna be in the title race. I honestly do.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I do agree with you. I love DP, and I think he's gonna put up crazy numbers. And that's the worry I have with Kansas, though, is that they didn't do a ton in the portal. And you're depending on a true freshman to take you to the promised land. He is unbelievable. I think he is the best freshman in the I think he's better than Nabansa. And I think he could very well be the number one pick in the draft. I'd pick him as well to be the number one pick in the draft, but you're literally counting on him and Flory Badunga. Really. Melvin Counts is coming in, Trey White's coming in, but these guys aren't there's a steep drop off after Badunga. Marco Jackson was a guy who was out for the whole season last year because of injury. Jamari McDowell just hasn't shown a ton. Bryson Tiller's coming in, but you can't really trust that yet. It's really the two-man game with DP and Flory Badunga. Yes, DP's gonna put up numbers, but I don't even know if that would be enough because I think it's just gonna be DP with Kansas.
Okay, but do you think I guess there's the like
No,
I'm the
I
best
love
player.
DP.
No, I know you love DP. I'm just wondering if I think Kansas is like they are like that high ceiling, low floor. Like, but even like low floor, it's Kansas. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just not gonna bet against Kansas. And I think like there's two options. One of them is he puts up the big numbers on a so-so Kansas team. It's kind of like a Trae Young type year.
Yeah, that's exactly the
Or
point I'm making. Yeah.
yeah, or there's the other option where he is like a true alpha number one and he like can lift up a not standard Kansas roster and take them to the promised land. And that's what I'm gonna bet on because I really do think he's that special of a player. I just love DP.
Yeah, but the problem, if something happens to VP, who are you going to go to?
If something happens to DP, I'm out. I'm out on Kansas.
Okay.
I'm in on D. I'm in. I'm majorly in on DP. I'm out once. If there's no DP, I'm not interested.
I'm gonna go. I like BYU a lot. Obviously, the banter. Richie Saunders is amazing. They have so much coming in. Kata, that they're unbelievable. I think BYU is a top 10 team. I'm gonna go Arizona.
Okay.
I think Jaden Bradley takes that. They retain Jaden Bradley. They retain Toby Awaka. Montavious Crevis is coming back from injury. He was a stud before he got injured. Anthony Delorso had a good first season with Arizona. I think he's ready to kind of play like he did at Campbell and really be a bucket getter. Koa Peete, we're talking about DP. We're talking about Devonta. Koa Peete's going to be the freshman, one of the freshmen that is unbelievable. We're talking about Chris Sinek. Like the Big 12 is a conference of freshmen, and I know you love freshmen. So Coa Pete's a guy that I really like, and their roster, Bryce James, he's on the roster. He's on the roster. They got yeah, but I trust what Tommy Lloyd does with this team. I know a lot of people aren't high on Arizona, but I do think they are going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, you said it right there. They got Bryce James, and
They
that's pretty
have
much all that
Bryce
matters.
James. Yeah.
Bryce
Yeah.
James is in the squad. I heard they're mocking him in the late first round coming next
Yeah.
year.
I concur.
Right, should we talk about, oh, who's your pick? Player of the
Player of the year.
normal
My player of the
panel.
year, running back. When you retain the player of the year, I think Texas Tech is still going to be really good. I think it's JT Toppin. He is a walking double-double. Unbelievable. And with the
It's
departure
unreal.
of Darion Williams, I think him and Christian Anderson are going to be a unreal duo for the Red Raiders. And you just trust Grant McCaslin to be able to repeat the success he had last year. And JT Toppin was obviously a big part of that. Already won it. So give me JT Toppin. I do
Do you think
think.
JT Toppin? You think JT Toppin has an NBA outlook?
Yeah. I think he could have been an NBA pick if he left. I think he would have been a second round
He's
pick.
just that level of athlete. Yeah, he's a great
Yeah.
player.
Like he's a little undersized for a position, obviously, and that's a little bit of an adjustment. When you can ball like that, like it's just irrelevant, your size. I do think.
He is just the classic college beast. Like he is
Yeah.
massive. What do
To
you think?
throw a little bit of frog talk in there, I do think TCU makes the tournament. I do actually really like what they did with their roster. And I think it shows that I think the Big 12 has, I would say, 9 tournament teams. Maybe 10 when you throw in what PJ Haggerty could do at Kansas State. But yeah, I do. This conference is obviously the greatest conference in the country. And they're going to prove that this year.
Let's talk about the real best conference in the country. Let's talk about the SEC.
Big 10. No,
Dominant
yeah.
performance last year. I mean, how many teams did they send to the tournament last year? Was it
Almost all.
14?
It was a lot.
Yeah. It was
And they could
incredible. And
send almost all of them again this year.
yeah, they're really like they're almost just as good. They're really like, I think the top end has petered off to some
Not as
extent,
good.
but I
Big
think
12's
that
better.
but
Big
the
10's
depth,
better.
but the re but what I will say is the depth of the SEC is
Yeah, it's
unreal.
unmatched. Yeah.
It's incredible. Every team down the list is a contender for the tournament at the least.
And
And
that's
I do think
fair.
it could be. Do you see chaos in the SEC, or do you think it'll be chalky? Who's your pick for the
So much
winner?
chaos. I think there is going to be a ton of chaos. I think you can make, yeah, like you said, you can make the case for anything to make the tournament. I think maybe South Carolina like is just too far off there. They're the worst team in my opinion, but I'm gonna give the benefit of the doubt to the reigning champs. I'm gonna go Florida. I think Todd Golden's a rising star as a coach, and they retained enough, and they kind of revamped their backcourt. They probably have the top front court in the country when you throw in Chinyelu and you throw in Thomas Howe and Alex Condon, and then you revamp that backcourt to be elite. Like they just won the national championship, and they retained a lot. So. And they brought in top-end talent and Todd Golden's, that guy. So, yeah, give me Florida. But
Yeah, Todd
I'm less
Golden.
confident with this pick than probably any other conference pick, I will say.
Yeah, well, you have just picked all the favorites, so.
I won some. All right, give me Kentucky.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with
Give
that.
me
I'm just,
Kentucky.
you go. That's my pick. I
All
got
right,
Kentucky.
I'll ride with you on Kentucky.
I do think Mark Pope and Kentucky are ready to take the next step. I think that they are one of the best teams in the country. I think they're a national championship contender. They have shooting up and down the roster. Jalen Love from Pitt. You look at the guy, you're like, oh, he's inefficient, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You put that guy with Mark Pope. I promise you, he's shooting 40% from three this year. He's going to play in the offense. Mark Pope knows how to build a roster. What I like about Mark Pope is he's not building a roster based on name. He's not building a roster based on getting the top guys. He's finding guys that fit his style. He's finding role players that he needs. And I think Otega Owe is, I think he's the best player in the SEC. I think he's a monster. I think he's going to have another great season this year. I think Mo Diabate from Alabama is going to make a huge difference for them as just like an athletic forward. And I think Brandon Garrison coming in as a starting center is going to be unreal.
You think he's part of their acquaintance?
I think so, yeah. And I think the X factor here is going to be Jalen Lowe from Pitt. I don't know. If we're being honest, I watched him play OSU. He dropped 28 on OSU and he looked amazing.
No, I agree. Like, I think he's the best offensive player on that team.
Yeah, he's a really talented player. I think this team's going to be really good. And I think Jaden, how do you say his name? Jaden Quaintance?
Quaintance.
I mean, the guy is like unreal. He's like Jared Vanderbilt out there. Like,
yeah,
elite defender. Once he gets healthy, he will be probably in that starting five. He will be a contender for the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. He's going to be a game wrecker for them, and he's going to help Mark Pope shift from what was last year an exciting, fun team who I love to watch. Every game was entertaining, to a true national championship contender. I'm going with Kentucky in the SEC.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they do have, I believe, the most expensive roster in college basketball. So that's obviously a plus when you have that buy-in. I think what a lot of basketball schools are, like, trying to dip their toe into being football schools, Kentucky just hasn't, where they're just like, we'll be the worst football team in the SEC and then just be, you know, invest it all. And, yeah, Otega Owe, obviously, is – you bring in Jalen Lowe, Muhammad – Garrison, Quaintance, like they have so many names. They had a ton of names last year, but again, with the year two of a coach, when he can finally settle down and pick his fits, and it's a good recipe to have, and I think Kentucky could very well compete for the title.
And I think you look at what Mark Pope did with that roster last year, which was not a Kentucky roster. You know what I mean? Like, these were not guys that were superstars, that were like five-star recruits. It was kind of an amalgamation of transfers, young players, and the rest. And like,
yeah,
they were not projected to be as good as they were. I think people forget that.
He overachieved.
Maybe somewhat disappointing. Yeah, it was an overachieving season. And like, I think he showed that he is as capable a coach as there is in college basketball. And I think when it comes to college basketball, like, it's about the coach. It really does come down to coaching in a lot of ways. Like, if you have a guy who's an elite motivator and an elite X's and O's guy, like, they can take a roster to the top. And I think Kentucky's going to win the SEC. And I think they are a serious, serious, serious national championship contender.
Serious. No, I agree. Who's your player of the year?
Dead serious. You go first. You go first on player of the year.
I'm going to go – there's so many you can choose from.
I got a cheeky one.
No, I'm going to go Todd Pettiford for my SEC.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
I like – he was unreal last year. He was a freshman last year. He was contributing in a historical pace for an Auburn team that was a one seed and a Final Four participant. He comes back. I know Bruce Pearl's not there, but his offspring is.
Yeah.
Steven. And he can play with a Keyshawn Hall and a Kevin Overton, who are two great transfers, especially Keyshawn Hall, who led the Big 12 in scoring for a large part of last season. Todd Pettiford's a dog, and I think he's going to really be unleashed this season. So give me Todd.
All right. I'm going to go with Otega Owe. I was leaning towards Pettiford as well, but I'll make it interesting. I think he is probably the best player on the best team in the SEC. And he was a monster last year, 16-5-2 on 40%, 36% three-point shooting. I think he'd probably be right back to that. Offense will probably be a little more open Probably more free flowing and a stronger defense will mean that they are more successful. I think OA is probably the pick for SEC player of the year. That's my take.
I like it. Bold. Well, that's the conferences.
That it is. Should we
We talking
let's do all Americans.
still Americans.
We'll just do a first team for now. Maybe we can dive more into it later, but just rapid fire. Let me get your all
You
American
want to
first
do
team.
draft style or just to give it just go?
Yeah, you want to do a draft? Let's do a draft.
No, okay, let's just go. Let's just go. We'll do a draft for
No,
another day.
I
We'll do a draft for another day.
mean,
All
okay,
right,
go ahead.
my first team, Braden Smith at the one. I think he's obviously unreal. I think he's by far the best player in the nation. He's the most trustworthy player, I think, in terms of highest floor production there is in the country. Give me Braden Smith. At the other guard position, give me Tahaad Pettiford. As we just talked, I'm super high on Tahaad. I think he takes significantly the next jump where his numbers are there. And yeah, he just has an unreal season and kind of be the focal point there, as we talked about. At the wing, this guy's kind of a wing. He's kind of a guard. And he's kind of a sleeper, but I'm really high on him just because of the offense he's in. LeBaron Fylon. He's guard of Alabama, was kind of in the shoes or in the shadow of Mark Sears last year. Mark Sears obviously was the unbelievable talented player for
Not a
Natives in
huge
Alabama.
shadow by any means.
Yeah, because Mark Sears is short.
Yeah, he's tiny.
But yeah, no, Fylon did that as a freshman. He started the majority of the games, put up double digit points. He's a bucket getter, and Oates' offense allows numbers to be inflated because they play so fast, and his talent is going to allow him to be free this year, I believe. So give me Fylon for first team All American. I'm gonna go Big Ten here. For my other wing, I'm gonna go Jaxson Lendenberg. I think he's unreal that coming from UAB could have been a first round pick, as I said. His talent in Dusty May's system is going to be unbelievable. You're filling in the void of Danny Wolf and Vlad Goldin and those guys, and there's a real opportunity to be had there. And Michigan's going to be a top 10 team. So, yeah, I think that platform allows him to shine. And then I got to throw some Big 12 in there, and I got to throw my Big 12 player of the year. Give me JT Taupin to round it off. Those are my five.
All right, I like it. I'm gonna go my Big Ten player of the year, Donovan Dent. Already waxed poetic about him enough. I think he is one of the best players in the country. I'm gonna go Cam Boozer from Duke. I'm surprised he didn't make it into yours.
I just don't love the ACC or Big East enough to be able to put any of them.
That's fair, but
I
I
just,
really
yeah.
do. I do think he's going to be one of the best players in the country. He's unreal. And then I'm going to go another freshman. I'm going to go Darren Pearson in my list. I didn't go by position. I just did a top five because that's how they do it. But Darren Pearson is in my All-Americans as well. Another beast freshman. And then for the last two, I'm going to take it Oweh. And I'm also going to go to Tahaad Pettiford as well at Auburn. I think
There we go.
Yeah, so Donovan Dent, Cam Boozer, Oweh, Pettiford, Peterson. That's my pick for All Americans. You want to do a national champion?
Yes. And mine's going to come from the greatest conference in college basketball. I think this is Kelvin Sampson's last year, and I think it's a storybook ending. And
Okay.
I think the Houston Cougars win the national championship and retake the Big 12 to the top of the country. And it's a magical moment that everybody can relish in for the first time since the Ochai Agbaji Kansas team. It's been too long, and I think the Big 12 reigns back to the top.
You want to throw out a Final Four while you're at it?
Sure, let's do it. Houston, obviously. I'm gonna go Purdue. I'm gonna go the BYU Cougars.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm gonna go Arizona Wildcats. We're going
I knew
three
you were
Big
gonna go
12
triple
teams in
Big
there,
12.
one Big Ten, and we're gonna rise to the top. It's gonna be a
What's a national
monumental year,
championship? What's a
Big
national
12s.
championship while you're at it?
Houston, Arizona,
You are
all
high. You are
red.
all in on Arizona.
I think Coa Pete is that guy. I know you love DP, and I love DP too. I just think Coa Pete's close to DP, and then he has the supporting cast that DP doesn't. I think BYU could very well get in there, but just how you like it, I'm gonna go all red. And that's in the national championship. Arizona, Houston, Kelvin Sampson does it, retires on the spot, national champion.
I love it. I love the confidence. I guess I'll start with my
Give me
final four.
yours.
I will. I will. I will give you
Sorry,
mine.
you get me fired up. Get me fired up about the 12.
Better than the 12. My final four is going to be Houston.
Purdue, Michigan, Ohio.
No,
No, I'm just kidding. Go. Sorry for interrupting.
It's all right, man. That's what it's all about. Yeah, I'm gonna go Houston. I'm gonna go Kentucky, Houston, UCLA,
Honestly.
and I don't
Chris
know.
Thornton.
Now let's throw UConn in there. Let's throw
Oh.
UConn
Didn't you say
there.
earlier that they weren't national title contenders?
I think.
You should pick them as your champion. Yeah, I don't think UConn can win the national championship, but I'm taking them to the Final Four. That was
UConn,
coming.
Dan Hurley in the tournament. I'm just gonna trust it. I mean,
Yeah. So disregard. You have
disregard
two sound
what the
clips
fuck I said
here.
earlier. Who cares?
You
This is the
got two sound clips. You're right, regardless.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. So yeah, I'm in. And then let's go Houston, UCLA. Houston wins. I hate to copy you, but I genuinely believe that they're gonna win the national championship.
And the Big 12
Yeah,
rises to the
Big
top.
12. It's a classic Big 12, Big 10 matchup. Houston, UCLA
Happens
is
so much in the Natty.
iconic. Yeah. Actually,
Iconic.
no, screw it. UCLA is going to win the national championship. The Big 10 is going to win their
Wow.
first national championship in 26 years, and it's going to be coming from the all-time leader in national championships. That's my take. It's UCLA, Donovan Dent, Mick Cronin. I'm all in. Fuck the Big 12.
How far does Ohio State make it?
Playing game in Dayton and then they lose. No,
Okay.
don't
And that's
know.
fair.
I do think Ohio State is a tournament team. Honestly, I don't know if they're gonna win a game. I don't know. I'm not gonna like. I don't have the same unabashed confidence that you do in your teams. So.
I think TCU makes the Sweet 16.
No, you don't.
But you didn't hear it from me. If we're in a trust tree, I do. I sincerely do. I think they make it over the hump. You're laughing.
Okay, I like it.
We'll get into more specifics at a later date. We've probably gone. Nobody is listening to this part of the show.
No chance.
So none of this matters,
Yeah,
but.
no one, no. And the 10 people who did listen, they heard me say UConn is not a national championship team. They have no idea I put them in my final
They heard
four.
us give our intros and be like, okay, this is what it's gonna be like. And after we actually started talking about the Big East, they were like, all right, I'm not interested. But if a single person made it to this part of the podcast, please let me know. Please tweet at me. Please
Yeah.
tweet at the mid-range or whatever. What's our at? What's our at? Let's plug our stuff
At
right now.
the mid-range CBB.
At the mid-range CBB on all platforms. Is
If you
that
made
is
it
it on
this,
all platforms?
it is on all platforms. If you made it this far, tweet at the mid-range CBB, and Nikki will personally Venmo you $9,000
I will
tomorrow.
personally Venmo you $9,000
9,000,
tomorrow.
not 8,000, not 10,000, $9,000 in your bank account from Nick Geramonte tomorrow. That's a guarantee.
That's a personal guarantee because I am living large.
Oh yeah, money bags. You should see this guy's bank account. It's
Because
unreal.
they, yeah. But anyways, sincerely, thank you to the listeners and all of them that made it to this point. We're excited for this road. I think I can speak for both of us. We're excited for this road with the podcast. We're just
Yeah.
dipping our toes in what we got going on. Again, like I said, this probably was horrible and nobody's gonna listen for a while, but we hope to someday build an audience where we get one subscriber, two subscribers, five subscribers. The goal is 50 subscribers by the end of the season. By when Houston raises that national championship trophy, we want 50 subscribers. And that's the challenge.
And that is the
It's
challenge. I think 50 subscribers. Thank you guys so much for listening. It was amazing. Anyone who made it this far, I love you to death.
love you to death.
I love you to death. I swear to God, DM Nikki. He will send you the money. Actually, tweet it
All the money.
publicly.
Tweeted publicly.
If you want to come on the pod, it's a low barrier of entry.
We'll
Just.
have you on.
Happily. If you know anything about college basketball at all, you know more than me, undoubtedly. We'd love to have you on
All right. What do we think for next episode? Give a little preview because we got to wrap this up because nobody cares at this point.
Yeah. But how far are we?
Are we
Probably
doing
like what,
Horizon
90
League?
minutes
Are we doing Horizon League?
Yeah.
Horizon League. OVC. We're either going
OVC
to be
for
doing
sure.
the Horizon League preview, the OVC preview, the Big 12 preview.
Yeah.
We're having John Fanta on as a guest,
One
or we're doing the Big 10 preview. One of those five.
those five. And also, if Mark Titus responds to
Or
my DM.
we're doing a player draft. Player draft, maybe. Maybe we'll do a
Player
player
draft.
draft for each conference.
Maybe we do a team draft.
Big 12 preview next episode. Let's go.
Let's go.
The mid-range.